Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The orange we done for Christmas Eve then, Lady Elizabeth Lower Loxley.
Good. Off you pop then, Chelsea. I'm sure your mother needs you at home to do whatever it is you people do on Christmas Eve. Drink and fight and so on.
Actually, it's my turn to cook tonight. We play Ready, Steady, Cook with whatever's in the reduce to clear section. Last night, it was a dented can of button mushrooms, a bag of sprouts and some fabric conditioner.
How fascinating. The long winter evenings must fly by. Anyway, don't let me stop you. Get off the doorstep. Heating a house this size is no joke. I've had to chuck a Rembrandt on the fire already this week. On your way, Chelsea.
But it's dark and it's snowing, Lady Elizabeth. And our car's broken down again.
Well, you can probably get an Uber or something, can't you? Or hire Eddie's mobile sex shop.
I can't afford that. Is there any chance of a lift?
No, I'm extremely busy. It's not far. The exercise will do you good. Bye, Chelsea. Get your foot out of the door. I'm shutting it.
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air. With one hairdressing chair, I would, and it'd be lovely. Lots of chocolate for me to eat. Lots of electric, lots of heat. A warm face, warm hands, warm feet, I would, and it'd be lovely. Oh, so lovely sitting absolutely blooming still. I would never budge till Brad crept over the windowsill. Brad! Russ's head rested on my knee. Warm and pervy as he can be. He takes good care of me. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
I heard that, Horobin. Wipe that off the door before you go. People will think it's a wreath. Ugh. I know they say the poor are always with us, but I do resent them always being with me. I just need to tap into enough money to get shot of this National Trust millstone round my neck. I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I'd meet a prince, but I'll have to make do with Vince. I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have hunt balls.
Anyone seen my riding crop?
Money, money, money must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's world. Ooh-yah, ooh-yah. All the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich man's world. It's a rich man's world.
Oh well, no time to worry about it now. I think a nice hot bath to relax me. Oh, lovely. I think I'll indulge with some bath oil. With any luck, I'll be so slippery, Vince won't be able to get any purchase. I think lemongrass and truffle.
Hello, hello, it is me, Fabrizio Felbersham, looking like I have just stepped out of the salon, because I have.
Where the hell have you come from?
Oh, I am the genie of the Jo Malone. If you had used your Baylis and Arding, you'd have ended up with last year's runner-up on Drag Race UK, so count yourself lucky.
You could at least shield your eyes. I'm in the bath.
Oh, please. There is not a square inch of you I have not already seen and ripped air off. It is my mission in life to improve the skin and the glamour and the grooming of the women in Ambridge. And I know you want to come with me, Lady Elizabeth.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure exfoliation. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with bad skin, scrubbing in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Clary's blackheads, they were a nightmare.
If you want to view skin care, simply look around and squeeze it. Anything you want to smooth it. Want to change your pores? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure exfoliation. Rinsing there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
But tonight, Matthew, I will be a compere. Like Claudia Winklepicker on Strictly Go Dancy, but I can see out. I am here to show you your Christmases past, present and future. I am concerned you are about to take a wrong turn.
Oh, fine. But be quick. The water's going cold.
You are very grump considering you are being visited by magical genie person. You should be at least a bit excited. Okay, brace yourself for the tinkly-tonkly magic music and look into the bubbles of your Jo Malone.
Hello, Lady Elizabeth. I am the ghost of Christmas past. All I wanted was a nice warm office to snug my boyfriend in, but you sent me away. But actually, that's not strictly true. I wanted a nice warm office to sabotage your hunt ball in. Loads of toffee-nosed hoorays spending money on the murder of animals and justifying it because they're wearing red coats.
Pink. Hunting pink. Just because this is fantasy doesn't mean it has to be common.
Can you not edit the script while we are performing it, please, Lady Elizabeth? Carry on, Mia.
Well, that's it, really. She's a capitalist lackey, that's all.
Oh, really? I refuse to apologise for not making it easier for Stella McCartney over there to ruin a perfectly nice social occasion.
And you snogged Roy Tucker in a field! Blah!
Yeah, all right, I'll cough to that. That was a massive error of judgment, but we all make mistakes. You know, my husband had just taken a header off the roof, and if you were stuck in a house with Freddie and Lily, you'd consider sex in a tent with a spreadsheet obsessive too.
I wouldn't. Well, it would depend on what sort of tent. If glamping, okay.
Is that it then? Is that all you have for me?
Not at all. Now it is Christmas present. If you do not turn away from your blinkered and entitledness-ment, you might end up like... your mother!
Jill! Jill! Why can you not apologise to gentle Ben? He's such a good lad, and you've made him so sad. We've only just finished mopping him down from his last bout of weeping. How can you say such a thing? He was just doing his best to support tiny Timothy Horribin. I can't believe you're taking this attitude. If you're not careful, I'll drive you to the service station like I did my mother.
Ooh, okay, I must confess, that is a bit chilling. Unless it's the water.
Good! I am glad to see you are coming round to ethical point of view. The only way is ethics, after all.
God, is there going to be much more of this? The listeners need to put their roast potatoes on.
Yes, Christmas future. Look into your Joe Maloney bubbles, Lady Elizabeth.
Listen, pal, Miss Casey here. Them go-karts you sent me for the kiddies' racetrack are crap. Loxland's supposed to be a theme park full of thrills and adventure, not a mobility scooter test centre. Get them replaced. See you later, my mate. Emma, how are the blue slushies going down at the kiddies' cafe-rama?
The orangery, you mean?
No, none of that Lady of the Manor stuff. When Liz put me in charge of Loxland, we agreed we were getting rid of all the scones and chamber music, and it was going to be bumper cars, burgers and Blackpool.
Oh my God, this is awful.
Yes, now you see, profit is not all.
Of course it is. But Blackpool? Oh, I feel faint.
Oh, she has gone down. Not for the first time. I will pull plug out so she do not drown. Good. Well, I hope my work is done here. Now I must fly away and insert myself into Chris Carter bottle of Anvil for Men. He do not need to learn any lesson. He's just a nice view for Febreze. Bye!
What's happened? What terrible magic is this? I've turned into a prune. Oh, hang on. I'm either Lillian, or I was sat in the bath for far too long. But what a strange dream I had. Not the one about Ardil chasing me in and out of a massive culvert, but about me and Lower Loxley, and being cruel to my staff. I must make amends.
You girl, what day is this?
Christmas Day, Lady Elizabeth. When all the little boys and girls get their stockings.
Why are you a cockney?
Pantomime, innit?
Fair enough. If I give you some money, will you go to the Bridge Farm shop and get me the biggest leek they have and send it to the Horribins, and then to the Grundys to get one of they turkeys and deliver that too?
Right you are. You best give me a bank card, as they charge like rhinos at Bridge Fresh.
Good point. Oh, and little girl?
Yes, Lady Elizabeth.
Piss off out of my garden.
And a happy Christmas to you too, Lady Elizabeth Lower Loxley, and to all of you boys and girls at home.
Are you hanging up your stockings on your wall?
Not that kind of stocking, Vince.
It's the time that Lower Loxley has a ball.
Another one?
Santa rides a red-nosed reindeer. Alice turns up on her sleigh. Do the fairies keep her sober for a day. So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
Are you waiting for the archers to arrive? Are you sure you've got the room to spare inside? Does Jill Archer always tell you that old songs are the best? Then she's up and rock and rolling with the rest. So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody is having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
Merry Christmas, Lady Elizabeth.
And to you, Febreze.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.